Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Where is our sister Denise on this evening?
I don't know. She might be asleep. Her tooth was hurt.
Oh, okay. Amen. I think everybody's traveling or they will come in later. It's just you and I right now. But we're going to have Sabbath anyway. Amen.
Huh?
I said it's just you and I right now, so we're going to have Sabbath anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think Sister Lorraine is traveling. She should be on a flight right now. Should be getting off shortly.
Okay.
And everybody else that usually comes, they will pop in. They usually pop in later or late. So.
Hey, you going to go in the room?
I'm in the room. Yeah, I'm already in the room. I see you in the room.
Yeah, you go into the public room.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So we want to greet everybody in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior. Yeah, our Master and our Savior. Yeah, I'm going to mute you, Sister Mary.
Okay.
All right, so we want to greet everybody in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the lover of our soul and the rock of our faith. We'll say happy Sabbath to you and everyone, whether you're in Pal Talk, on Blog Talk, on the Internet in general. Wherever you may be, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. On last week, we started with in discipleship, and we were looking at the armor of God, the armor of Elohim, and we are continuing in that. We started to break down the armor, and we looked at girding our loins with righteousness, and we learned that girding our loins with truth. And we learned that the truth of the Most High, though His word is truth. And so we are to, we are to have the truth of the Most High, His word. When I started studying the breastplate of righteousness, when I started studying this on this morning, this afternoon, and getting into it so I could come up, make this precept for this, I was surprised at what actually came out of this word. And so when we get into this, the breastplate of righteousness, I think that it's going to surprise some people, especially those who just don't feel like they got to keep the law, not up under the law. Okay, and Sister Mary, Sister Denise, on your end, if you could mute yourselves, because if I do it, I'm going to turn your mic off completely. All right, amen. All right, that being said, to those that are in Pal Talk and Blog Talk, on the Internet in general, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Whether you are in North America, South America, the African continent, the European theater, the Middle East, the Far East, the Russian or the communist countries, China and Russia, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We are going to go ahead and we are going to do our statement of faith. We're going to, take our time and get into this. But I believe that, we have the correct word for today. And this breastplate of righteousness, we are supposed to be shielded with this. So whatever this breastplate of righteousness is to protect us. You use a breastplate to protect your vital organs. to protect your body. Okay, and when you are, you know, a man or a woman of war, if you were, let's say, in the 16th century, then you had some type of, you know, metal plate. Maybe it was leather. Today, the same equivalent of that would be like a bulletproof vest would be the equivalent today. So we don't fight with swords and those types of things today. We use guns, and so a bulletproof vest would be your breastplate. But when we are talking about the word of the Most High, the breastplate is not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, so they're not a natural breastplate. So that we have to find out what is that breastplate of righteousness, okay? And so we're going to look at and break this down on today. And I think that you will be blessed. Some of you might be cursed. Some of you might be mad that don't want to be whatever. But we're going to say what thus saith Yah Elohim to this thing. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. And no matter where you may be at, whether you are on the road, wherever you're listening at, we want you to, if you got to pull over while we do our statement of faith and pray in. All right, our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on the day. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. We just glorify you, Father. We lift you up. We magnify you, Yah. For you are Elohim, and you are Elohim all by yourself, Father. And another will we not bow down to. For you are our great Redeemer. You are our Savior, Father. You are our Provider. You are our everything, Father. And we just give you glory and honor and praise on today. We extol thee, O Yah. We extol thee. We lift you up, and we magnify you. We are your servants. We are your children, Father. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to you, O Yah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to you, O Yah Elohim. You are our Elohim. Hallelujah. And we give you all honor and praise on this day. And we honor you, Yah, our Elohim, and keep your Sabbath. Glory to you, Father. All right. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained, that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you, that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you. And, Father, we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And we will not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, deliver us from this captivity. Return us to our land. Be our Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all that you should call a Messiah, that they would hear your they would hear your voice, Father, come and keep your commandments, walk in your ways. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom on this evening, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Let us go to the book of, I need to pull up a different document. Let us go to the book of Exodus. And actually, let's go to 1 Kings. And we're going to start in verse 46. 1 Kings, verse 46. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which thou hast built for thy name, then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgression wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The book of Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee, but to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim. But turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other Elohim, which you have not known. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8 and verse 17. Proverbs 8 and 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. John, chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. We are going to have a couple of two or three songs, and then we're going to get into this precept. Oh, wait a minute. Can't do that one yet. My bad. Forgive me. Got to sound the shofar. And I actually need to upload this online.
much regret. My sins I laid before me. Cast me not away from your presence. Don't take your spirit away from me. Please show me the way. and with your arms. All throughout the day, I will seek you and be glad in you. Still I hope continually, yes, I praise you more and more. Your righteousness, oh yeah. It was your instructions that led me this way. Now that I see you face to face, with every breath that I breathe, I'll give back to you in the form of my praise. Every chance I get, we'll be right back.
Shalom, everyone. We are going to go ahead and jump into this precept on tonight, and as this is the start of a new foundation, we need to go over the foundations of discipleship. We are still in the discipleship series, and so we want to make sure that we all understand the foundations. No matter when you are coming into this series, we want to make sure that you understand the foundations of discipleship. Disciple. By definition, one who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrines of another, such as Christianity, one of the 12 in the inner circle of Christ, followers according to the gospel accounts, a convinced adherent of a school or an individual, like a follower of Christ. A disciple has been shown to be someone who follows the teachings, life, and the aim of another until the person becomes like the master. Discipleship is the Christian, in the Christian sense, is the process of making someone become like Christ. The disciple of Christ is to become like Christ in everything. To make this short, as a definition, a disciple is a pupil, a student of one. And they are trying to become like their teacher. Let us go to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Because the discipleship, the gospel, and the discipleship and the truth of the word, we want every disciple to understand that it is not given to everyone to understand all this. So Matthew chapter 13, verses 9 through, we're going to read through 17. Matthew chapter 13, verses 9 through 17. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that he has. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's whole heart is waxed gross, and their ears are full of dull hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. This gospel, the mission of Messiah, to become Christ-like, to become his disciple, not everybody can hear this and understand it or see it. Salvation is not for everyone. It's to him that has an ear and that the Most High chooses. So we have to understand that. And to be his disciple, let's look at the foundations of being his disciple. First, you got to seek the kingdom with all your heart. You got to seek the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. Go to Matthew chapter 6, the book of Matthew chapter 6, and let's get verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You've got to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. And we're going to be talking about the breastplate of righteousness on this evening. So when we hear this verse, I guarantee you when we get through with righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness on tonight, seeking his righteousness is going to have a different meaning to you. So you got to first seek his kingdom and his righteousness. And he says all these other things will be added unto you. Second, the kingdom has to be the most valuable thing in your life. Go to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. And the word of the Most High reads, and again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure hid in a field, that which when a man has found, he hides, and for joy thereof goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The kingdom has to be the most valuable thing in your life. Nothing that you have, nothing that you can possess can be more valuable than the kingdom. You would sell your all to achieve the kingdom of the Most High. Verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, he sold all that he had to get the kingdom. The kingdom is the pearl that is of great price. And it's worth your all. And the Most High requires your all. You don't say you can get this, you know, with a few pennies, a couple of dollars. He says, I want your all. And you got to value it that you would give your all. So that's the second foundation. Got to value it. The kingdom's got to be the most valuable thing in your life. The third foundation. You got to seek the kingdom with your whole heart. You got to seek it first and then seek it with your whole heart. The book of Psalms, chapter 119. The book of Psalms, chapter 119. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. And we're going to read verse 2, and then we're going to drop down to verse 34. Psalms 119 and verse 2, and then drop down to verse 34. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. You want to be blessed? Seek him with your whole heart. Verse 34. Give me understanding, I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So give me understanding, and I will seek you with my whole heart. I will keep thy law. And this thing is all about his law. I will keep thy law with my whole heart. I will value you as the most valuable thing in the kingdom, as the most valuable thing in my life. And I will seek the kingdom first. Fourth, Messiah must be the most important person in your life. The book of Luke, well, let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 24, still on the third. Didn't read this verse, need to read it. Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 7. Still seeking the kingdom of Yah with your whole heart. Jeremiah 24 and 7. And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am Yah, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. The people of the Most High, all that he should call and choose, they must return unto the Most High with their whole heart. Got to seek him with your whole heart. Return to him with your whole heart. Got to observe to do his law with your whole heart. Can't give him 20% or 50% or 90% or 95% or 99.9%. That I want your whole heart. That's 100%. Fourth foundation. Messiah must be the most important person in your life. The Most High must be the most important person in your life. Luke chapter 24. The book of Luke chapter 24 and verse 27. If any man come to me and hate not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Love anybody more than you love the Most High or Messiah, you cannot be his disciple. That don't, you know, if you love somebody more than him, he said that, he doesn't say that makes you a poor disciple. He didn't say that that makes you not doing your best. He says you cannot be his disciple. So that's strong words. You've got to be the most important person in your life. Okay, and you can't love anybody more than you love him. Or he cannot be your disciple. He knows he cannot be your, you cannot be his disciple. He cannot be your master, your savior, your Elohim. Verse 27, and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So you got to be willing to do whatever it takes, or you cannot be his disciple. Give me your whole heart. Make me the most valuable person in your life. Seek me with your whole heart, and seek me first, and the kingdom first. The fifth foundation to discipleship. You must consider what it's going to cost you. What it's going to cost you to do this. The Most High didn't want you to take this on and you don't know what it's going to take to do it. Luke chapter 14, verse 28. And we're going to read through verse 33. Luke 24, verse 28 through 33. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth that not down first and counts the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Least happily after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. This man began to serve Messiah and was not able to give his all. That's what it cost. Your all. Your whole heart. Most valuable thing in your life. Verse 31. Or what king going to make war against another king sits not down first and consists with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador or an ambassador and desires conditions of peace. I got to be able to know if I'm able to do this thing. Can I win this battle? Can I win this war? Do I have what it takes to be Messiah's disciple? Verse 33. And this is the sixth and final foundation. You must forsake all you have. Now, these are Messiah's words, not Brother Miles. Verse 33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsakes not all he has, he cannot be my disciple. So we understand what are the foundations and what's required to be the disciple. And then we have to learn how to be a disciple. This is what it's going to take. Then we got to learn of it. As part of this discipleship series on tonight, we are still in the armor of Elohim, putting on the armor of Elohim. And on last week, we discussed girding our loins with the truth. As he says, to gird your loins with the truth. That's the first piece of your armor. And let me pull up this precept. So let's go to the book of John, chapter 17. The book of John, chapter 17. Because we're told to girt our loins with the truth. And what is truth? John, chapter 17 and verse 17. Sanctify them with thy truth. Thy word is truth. Messiah said, it is written. He used the word of the Most High on Satan. His word is the truth. His word is your sword. It's your weapon. So you want to know what truth is? The word of the Most High is truth. And we're not going to rehash that lesson. You can go back and listen to it if you haven't heard it or if you didn't get it. But tonight we're going to be dealing with the breastplate of righteousness. And in this precept, I want to start off with the Strong's definition for righteousness. Because you got, if it's the breastplate of righteousness, then what is it protecting? Because a breastplate protects you. And this breastplate is made up of righteousness. It's made up of it. So what is righteousness? If we look up the definition for righteousness, it comes from the song H6663. H6663. Just, lawful, righteous. So to be righteous is to be lawful. To be just is to be lawful. To practice doing lawfulness. To practice keeping his laws. That's what protects you. That's what this breastplate is made up of you keeping his laws, doing right by the Most High, what he says is right. That's what makes you righteous. Not doing what you want to do. So this breastplate of righteousness is there to protect you, and it's his laws, made up of his laws. And they are there to protect you by you keeping them. Okay? That's what the breastplate is. A person that keeps the law, commandments, ordinances, and judgments of Elohim, they have on the breastplate of righteousness. I hope we can hear this. Because by definition, righteousness is being lawful. Therefore, being unrighteous is being unlawful. And being unlawful is being a sinner. I pray that all those who say, you know, they're putting on the armor of the Most High, that they understand that it's putting on and keeping his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments. They will protect you. That's what they're designed to do. A righteous person keeps those things. So a person that keeps the law, statutes, commandments of the Most High, of Elohim, they are a righteous person. A person that doesn't keep the statutes, laws, commandments, and the ordinances of Elohim is not righteous. They are unrighteous. And they do not have on the breastplate of righteousness. So righteousness is therefore keeping the laws of the Most High. It's just that simple. And it becomes a breastplate to you, to protect you. The enemy can't get at you, has no say in your life. If you are keeping the laws of the Most High, if you're keeping his commandments, if you're doing what he says to do, you know, I don't really know. You know, when we say righteousness, what do we think that that means? To do right. To do right is to keep his commandments, not sin. That's what that means. So this breastplate is made up of, the breastplate of righteousness is made up of his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. That is what that breastplate of righteousness is made up of. And you get behind that to protect you. Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 5. We're going to get verses 19 and 20. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness, what does that mean? Your keeping of the statutes, laws, and the commandments, and the judgments, and the ordinances of the Most High. How well you do that, that's your righteousness. Your not doing it makes you unrighteous. So least except your righteousness, your ability to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. Their ability, they are the lawyers, they're the teachers. You got to be better than the teacher. Unless your righteousness, your ability to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High exceeds the righteousness, the ability of the scribes and Pharisees to keep the law, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's what that verse is saying. Not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. That was what the problem was with the Pharisees and the scribes. They were hearers of the words, but they weren't doers of the word. They were teachers of the word, but they wouldn't do it. So he says, unless your ability to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments, ordinances, and judgments of the Most High exceeds them, you're not going to enter into his kingdom. You don't have on the breastplate. Your breastplate got holes in it. You got to understand this. It's not about getting away from his law. It's not about not doing them, saying we're not up under them. They protect us. They are our main part of our armor to protect us. We don't attack with the law. It's a protection. You don't attack with your breastplate. You attack with your weapon. The breastplate is not the weapon. The breastplate is there to protect you when you get attacked. So you bring up and you stand behind and you live on his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments. And you do that in truth. Because your loins are supposed to be girded in the truth, his word. His word gives you his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances. They are your righteousness. It's what you protect yourself with. So when you put that on, you're saying that, hey, I'm in his laws. I'm protected by his laws. Not that I don't keep them. Then you take yourself from behind your breastplate. Now when you get hit, you can be wounded and mortally. So when the church is teaching people you're not up under the law, not understanding those scriptures, then they are teaching people that they don't have to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. It says that they will be the least in the kingdom. You're teaching people how to be unprotected. Okay? Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to Yah than sacrifice. Just, it also means to be lawful. To judge according to the statutes, laws, commandments, ordinances, and judgments of the Most High is more acceptable than sacrifice to him, to be obedient to his laws, his commandments, to judge according to them. That's justice. So when we are saying somebody is just, or when the scripture says that a man is just, telling you that he keeps and he judges by the Most High standards, his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances. That's what it's saying. That is that breastplate. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. So just know that judging according to the way that the Most High judges, using his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments as your standard, is more acceptable to him than sacrifice. Second Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction. This is to make you more just. This is to make you more righteous. If you can take reproof, meaning, hey, you're doing wrong, you need to straighten up, and you can take correction, this is how you do it. If you can take instruction in keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments, ordinances, and judgments of the Most High and how you should do them, that's being instructed in righteousness. How you treat your fellow man, that's all covered in his laws and his commandments, in his judgments, how you act and behave toward him. It is written, as Messiah said, in his statutes, his laws, his commandments, and his judgments. That's your breastplate. Verse 17. If you can be instructed in that, that a man of Elohim may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You judge by his judgments, his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances. You do them. You don't just put it on other people, but you do them yourself. Then are you righteous? Then do you have on the breastplate of righteousness? Then are you furnished unto all good works? I pray we can hear this and understand. I pray that those that are in the church, anybody that may download this, who is not listening, that when you hear this, that you understand. You can't say that you got on the armor of the Most High and you are not keeping his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. Because keeping them is what makes you righteous. And putting on that breastplate and keeping them, that is your breastplate. To keep you from the fiery darts of the enemy. The enemy can't attack you if you are not sinning. The enemy can't affect you if you're not sinning, because his job is to come and get you and attack you when you sin. His job is to try to make you sin. Take down your armor. Take your breastplate off. Won't you just loosen it up a little bit? Give me a crack somewhere where I can hit you at. But if you have this thing in you, your whole heart, you're never going to loosen up your armor. You're never going to loosen up your breastplate. It protects your vital organs, things that can kill you. You know, you can get hit in the leg and in the arm and you won't die. If your whole leg get cut off, you can still survive if you can stop the bleeding. But you get hit in the heart. You get hit in the lungs. You get hit in the stomach. You get hit anywhere that that breastplate protects you. And this is spiritually. So anything that's in the law that will kill you, the enemy will try to use it. He'll try to use the law to kill you, but the law is supposed to protect you. Because you're supposed to be doing it to be right, which makes you righteous. Not if you pay in your tithes, which you spoke, that's part of the law to do that. Not if you are not drinking, but that's part of the law to do that. It's not, you can't be saved by your works. You got to first be saved and then by your works. You got to first be saved and be keeping the laws. You got to say, oh, I was a sinner. I was transgressing. I was from behind my armor. I didn't even have no armor. But, yeah. 1 John chapter 2. The book of 1 John chapter 2. We're going to get verse 28. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, abide in Messiah, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. What are you going to be ashamed of? That you are unrighteous, that you have not been keeping his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, and his judgments, his ordinances. That's what you would be ashamed of. You are an unrighteous person. Because if you're righteous, you have no need to be ashamed. It's when we are unrighteous. So let me look at your armor. What's wrong with your suit? What's wrong with what I gave you? Why don't you have on your breastplate? Where's your helmet at? being ashamed, showing up half-dressed, saying you were, you know, ready for battle, but you weren't. If you know that he is righteous, let's read that another way because we know what righteousness is now. If you know that he's a doer of the word and not just a hearer of the word, he did. He kept the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. He was righteous. He was without sin. He was without transgression. That's what that righteous means. You know that everyone that does righteousness, everyone that keeps the statutes, the laws, and the commandments, and the ordinance, and the judgments of the Most High, is born of him. So how can we say we are not up under the law? How can we say we don't have to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments, and the judgments? And say that we're born of him, because he did it. He didn't come that we should willfully go and commit sin. He says, now, if you don't know what they are, that's one thing. But if you know what they are and you're not doing them, that's a whole nother thing. You are unrighteous, and you do not have a shield of righteousness on. You do not have a breastplate of righteousness on. And I'm going to kill you. You are unprotected. Can we hear what he's saying? Don't have to be ashamed. If you are doing it, you don't have anything to be ashamed of. But if you're not doing it, you got a whole lot to be ashamed of. Because not keeping his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments makes you unrighteous. He's righteous. He's looking for all those that are righteous, that are not ashamed, that will not be ashamed when he comes. Those that are born of him. Because when we understand what that really means, that we know that we can't willfully practice sin. We can't willfully be unrighteous. So we are out of our uniform when we are in sin, willful sin. We don't have our breastplate on. We can be attacked by the enemy and anything else. And we can be mortally wounded. Sin, and we know that most of all the laws, if you transgress them, they bring you death. You could be mortally wounded spiritually and end up in the lake. Because you don't have that breastplate on. You're not keeping his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments. And for Israel, hear this, Israel. Because we are quick to say, we keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. But you don't say a daggone thing about keeping his judgments. And as I talk to a lot of my Hebrew brothers and sisters, you do not want to keep this judgment. No, we don't have to. We can't do that. I couldn't do that. Then know that you don't have your breastplate on. I'm going to tell you straight up. You do not have a breastplate of righteousness on. And you're going straight to the lake. Unless you repent and turn from your wicked ways, turn from your own righteousness to his righteousness. That's what the Most High was talking about. Turn from your righteousness, having a zeal of him, but according to your own knowledge, a lack of knowledge. Not wanting to keep his judgments and what he says. Israel, this is my judgment in this matter. You say you obey me, then if this happens, this is what you do. And whatever that is, So I know I've talked to some people who say they are sure enough Hebrew Israelites. They're sure enough the people of the book. But then when I show them this about keeping his judgment, oh no, oh no, 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 no. I couldn't believe it. I really could not believe that what they were saying. And it just, so, you know, it just, I was just like, okay, Most High. You know, you said this was the problem. It is still a problem. Still a problem. So your people who claim to be your people, and hear me, Israel, your people who claim to be your people are still disobedient. And hearing, they hear and don't understand. So I pray that any one of my Hebrew brothers and sisters who say that they keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, that you also put in there, you keep his judgments and you do them. This is what makes you righteous. This is what gives you your wisdom. This is what takes away all the wickedness that is among us, even amongst our children. Do what the Most High says and not what's right in your own mind. That is your breastplate. His righteousness, not yours, his. Because he said Israel went about to establish its own righteousness. Its own, not the Most High's righteousness. And we're told to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first, not our own righteousness. To my church brothers and sisters who are of the nations, you are required to keep. You're going to put on this breastplate of righteousness. You are required to keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances. Only difference between you and my Hebrew brothers and sisters, it was given to us. We were you. Now you want to teach us. But the truth of the matter is, you can't teach us. You can't teach those that the Most High has truly wakened up because you're not doing what he said to do. So how can you teach? The same way with my Hebrew brothers and sisters. How are you going to teach if you have not awakened to the truth and you're not doing what he said to do and you're not being obedient? You are not behind your breastplate. So that's why we get attacked with all this stuff that we're going through. I pray that we can hear it. But to he that has an ear, let him hear. Because it's not for everyone, and I know it. But I still got to say it. That breastplate of righteousness, his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments, do them. That's what Messiah did, and if we're being his disciple, we got to do it. And to the Gentile, you want to be in Messiah, you got to do it. You just have to learn of it. Truth of the matter is, Israel still got to learn of it. Let's keep going. The book of Acts, chapter 10. The book of Acts, chapter 10. Get verse 34. Talking about the Gentile nations. We just looked at Israel. Let's look at the Gentile nations. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that Elohim is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears him not he that loves him, he that fears him and works righteousness, that keeps his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinance, and his judgments, is accepted with him. What do you think those words mean? That you just come to the Most High and say, oh, I love you. You died for my sin. You're my redeemer. And I can just keep doing what I was doing. Everything that you died for, I ain't got to give up none of it. I ain't got to learn of your ways. I just got to love my fellow brother who is sinning just as much as I am. I can still chase my sister. I can still do all those things that I was doing. Because if I slip and fall, all I got to do is just confess and say, I'm sorry. And he is true and just to forgive me. That is a lie. It is a lie from the pit of hell. He's not a respecter of persons. He says, in Torah, there shall be one law for the homeborn and the stranger. You have leeway in that you have to learn it. But you must learn it and you must do it, just like Israel must learn it all over again and do it. Not just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Not just claim to be his people of the flesh and then don't do what he say do. Most High, I hear you. I can keep your feast days. I can wear these tzitzit and these phylacteries. But nah, I can't keep your judgment. Hear the word of the Most High. Hear what the Spirit has to say. You are a liar. Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. I don't know you. Whether you are Jew or Gentile, if that's your mentality, get away from me. Because I want those that fear me and work righteousness. And working righteousness is keeping my statutes, my laws, and my commandments, my judgments, and my ordinances. That's who's accepted with me. Nothing short of that, and doing it with your whole heart. That is your breastplate. That is what's going to protect you. And if you're not doing them, all of them, then you are exposed and you are committing unrighteousness. And I'm going to judge you as unrighteous. 1 Corinthians. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're going to get verse 34. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34. Awake to righteousness. Awake to the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, his ordinances and his judgments. And sin not, don't transgress them. For some have not the knowledge of Elohim. I speak this to your shame. This is to my brothers and sisters that say that they keep the laws. They keep the statutes, laws, and commandments, the ordinances of the Most High. That don't keep his judgments. Awake to righteousness. Awake to the keeping of the Most High's laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. And sin not, don't break them. For some have not the knowledge of Elohim. How can we say we belong to him and we don't know this? How can we say that we're his and we don't know this? Have not the knowledge of him. don't know him. Say we know him, but we don't know him. And to everyone that says that they know him and they're not keeping his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments, I speak to see your shame. Because it's going to get you the lake. We want to get the kingdom. We want to enter into. We want to meet him and not be ashamed. So I'm not trying to tickle your ear. I'm not trying to make you feel good. Because I know for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, 99.9% of us are not doing what we're supposed to do. And we're making excuses for not doing what we're supposed to do. We're going to meet him in shame. And we can't point at somebody else and say, well, see what they're doing. You got to save yourself. Don't be looking at other people. Look at yourself. Wherever you're falling short at, you need to bone up on that, strengthen up on that. Whatever you find yourself weak at in your righteousness, because if it's something you're not doing, there's no such thing as a little bit of unrighteousness. You are either righteous or you're unrighteous. You either got on your breastplate or you don't. Because the enemy, you give the enemy a crack, he's going to be aiming for a vital organ. That's what he does. I'm here to kill you. I'm here to destroy. So hear the word of the Most High. Gird your loins with his word. His word is truth. Learn that you're supposed to keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments. That is your protection. That is your breastplate. That's what's going to keep the enemy from hitting you in a vital area and killing you. I pray we can hear this. Go to the book of Titus. The book of Titus, chapter 11. Titus chapter 11. I'm sorry. Titus chapter 2. We'll start in verse 11. Titus chapter 2, starting in verse 11. For the grace of Elohim that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. The grace. He's not judging you right away, but making a space for you to repent. That's his grace. Teaching us that denying ungodliness. Ungodliness is anything that is unrighteous. And worldly lust. Worldly lust is not just sex. It's not just talking about that. It's talking about the love of money, the love of power, the love of sex, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. Anything that falls up under the lust of the eye, anything that falls up under the lust of the flesh, anything that falls up under the pride of life, that's ungodliness. That's worldly lust. That we should live soberly, righteously, lawfully, by his laws, by his statutes, by his commandments, by his judgments, by his ordinances. That's to live righteously and godly in this present world, not in the world to come. Because if you're not doing it in this world, you're not going to make it into his kingdom to do it in his kingdom in the world to come. You need to do it in this present world. looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing and of the great God and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Telling you right there, he is your Elohim and he is your Savior. And you only got one of those. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, all unrighteousness, all not keeping his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances, and purified unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, excited not to sin, excited to do righteousness, according to the righteousness of the Most High, not according to our righteousness. Good works. Who's he looking for? This is who he gave to himself, redeemed from all iniquity. Not those who are hearers of the word only, but not doers of it. Not those that say, hey, I'm from under sin. I'm in his righteousness. But then you commit unrighteousness. You brought yourself from under the breastplate. You brought yourself from behind the breastplate, his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. For those of you who are doing it, those of you who are doing what you're supposed to do, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 5. Get verse 6. Those that have been working on it. Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments, and doing them. Doing them is what makes you righteous. So you're thirsting and hungering for righteousness. You're thirsting and hungering to do his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments. You're hungry to do it. You're thirsty to do it. To do it, not just hear it. Because doing it is what's going to make you righteous. It's what's going to give you righteousness. For they shall be filled. All you got to do is want to do it with your whole heart. He's giving us the keys all through this. You, my disciple, you got to do this with your whole heart. You want to be my disciple? You can't love nobody more than me. You want to be my disciple? You got to seek me, my kingdom, and me first, and my righteousness. My righteousness are my laws, my statutes, my commandments, my judgments, my ordinances that I gave to you. I keep them. I didn't give them to you just for you to do. I keep them too. They are what make me righteous. Seek my righteousness and do it. Don't just say that you are protected in me, because you're going to have to protect yourself from me. If you're not doing it, I'm going to get you. You're going to see my wrath, my anger, if you're not doing it. So don't be saying that you're protected in me and that you're in my righteousness. So because I see myself in you, that you can do whatever you want to do. Because if I'm in you, then I'm telling you don't do it and you're choosing to do it anyway. So we hunger and we thirst to fill us with more. Father, show us, teach us, that we might do it with our whole heart. That which we do ignorantly, Father, we know that you will forgive us for it. But teach us so that we are not ignorant, teach us your whole law, all of your statutes, all of your commandments, all of your judgments, all of your ordinances, Father, that we might do them with our whole heart. Not that we look for an excuse, Father, not to. Help us that we don't see your wrath, that we don't be ashamed when you come. Help us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Get verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. When you do righteousness, you should have some fruit. You should produce some fruit. Love, kindness, mercy. Because the law was given to show us that we are to love the Most High with everything. We're to love our brother and sister. Love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Maybe we don't love ourselves. But that the increase of your fruits, the fruits of your righteousness, the fruits of keeping his laws, the fruits of obeying, not sinning, so this righteousness can be increased in us. We can get better every day. But we can't get better if we're saying, hey, I don't have to do that, or we're saying I won't do that. If we're saying that we don't have to keep everything that he requires, we have to understand the changes that are in his law. We don't make animal sacrifices. He said, I would rather you be obedient than make a sacrifice to me. So we got to understand the changes, but we still got to do it. Can't say, well, I'm in the spirit, so therefore I don't have to keep the law. We're going to read that in a minute. So we understand when we don't keep his statutes, laws, commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances, we don't have our breastplate of righteousness on. We're not doing them, so we're not righteous. We don't have that breastplate on. That's how you become righteous, to do them. That's how you become protected, to do them. Look at what the results of being righteous are. What the results are. Go to Proverbs chapter 10. What are the results of being, having your breastplate of righteousness on? Proverbs chapter 10, verses 6 and 7. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 6 and 7. Blessings are upon the head of the just. Just and righteous are the same. Blessings are upon the head of those that keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. You want to be blessed? Keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances. That's what makes you just. When you judge someone else and you judge them according to his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments, if you judge according to that, then you are just. Not by your own standard. By his. And he is the only one that is good. There is none of us that is good, no, not one. We have to judge according to his standards. He is just. That's why that word just and law and righteousness, they are synonymous. They are the same thing. And when you look it up in the Strong's, those three words, just, lawful, righteous, are together. They mean the same things in the eyes of the Most High and in the Scriptures. So you judge by his judgment. You judge by his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments. That's what makes you a just person. Not by your standards, his. And if you don't, then you're wicked. We don't want to see ourselves as being wicked. But if you're judging of your own standards and you got your own ways, and they're not his ways, then are you wicked? And violence overcomes the mouth of the wicked. Verse 7, the memory of the just. Those that keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances, that judge according to that, his standards, is blessed. But the name of the wicked shall rot. Got the lake coming. That's what that righteousness means. That's what being right in his eyes means. That's what being righteous and doing righteousness and having that breastplate of righteousness on. You're doing it. And if you're not doing it, you don't have the breastplate on. Because the memory of the just is blessed. Be remembered for keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments, and the judgments and the ordinances of the Most High. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. Drop down to verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man, the mouth of a man or a woman, let's just say mankind, the mouth of a righteous man, someone that keeps the statutes, laws, commandments, judgments, and the ordinances of the Most High, is a well of life. If you're teaching people to do these things, you are a well of life. Your word, the word of the Most High, is life. It brings life. If you do it, if you don't do it, it brings you death. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 25. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more. A whirlwind passes fast. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Solid. You live on the statutes, laws, commandments, the judgments, and the ordinances of the Most High, his righteousness, you're an everlasting foundation. You are grounded on solid ground. Other people can stand upon you because you're not going to show them wrong. You're not going to teach them to do wrong. You are a well of life. Because you have on that breastplate of righteousness, keeping his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments. Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. The book of Matthew, chapter 6. And we're going to get verses 25 through 34. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment, more than clothes? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit, one inch, one centimeter unto his own stature, to your own height? And why take you thought for raiment or clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. They don't be making cloth to get wrapped up in. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Can't outdo the Most High. Wherefore, if Elohim so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or whether shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. It's their ways. For your heavenly Father knows what you have need of, all these things. Knows that you have need of all these things. And hey, don't make this your first priority. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that you have all that you need. Seek me first. And my righteousness. Do my will. Keep my statutes, my laws, my commandments, my judgments, my ordinances, and I will add all these things unto you. I will make sure that you are blessed. Solomon won't have nothing on you. The birds of the field, the lilies of the pond won't have nothing on you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Well, verse 33, but seek you first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek you first the kingdom of Elohim and his statutes, doing his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Tomorrow will take care of itself. You worry about today. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You got enough to fight today. Don't be worrying about tomorrow. Worry about today. Worry about that you don't do something to get killed today. Worry about you don't do something to transgress today. Always have my kingdom and my righteousness before you. Do it with your whole heart. I'll add all this other stuff to you. Get your priorities right. Matthew chapter 13. The book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 43. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 43. Then shall the righteousness shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. If you keep the statutes, laws, and commandments and the ordinances of the Most High, then your righteousness shall shine forth as the sun. Not S-O-N, but like the brightness of the sun in the sky. In the kingdom of our Father. Put on your breastplate. Put on the righteousness of the Most High. Keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments. They are there to protect you. then you're going to shine. You learn to do that, you're going to be shining bright. No matter what men say, what matters is whose eyes are you shining in. I'd rather be shining in the eyes of the Most High than in the eyes of any man. Isaiah chapter 32. The book of Isaiah, chapter 32, verse 17. And the work of righteousness, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. The work of righteousness, the work of keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, his ordinances, shall be peace. And the effect of doing the same shall be quietness and assurance forever. You can be at peace with the Most High. You ain't got to worry about what's coming. You got to worry about his wrath. Look at becoming righteous. Look at what this mentality is all about. Let's look at what the world is saying and what the Most High says. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 6. The book of Romans, chapter 6. We'll start in verse 1. And I pray we can get this. Pray we can hear it. Romans, chapter 6, starting in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? We know that sin is the transgression of his laws. It's the breaking of his laws. Shall we continue in unrighteousness? What he's saying. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in unrighteousness? That grace may abound. That grace can be larger. Get larger. That's a question. And the answer is Elohim forbid. You don't continue in unrighteousness so that the Most High's grace seems bigger, seems to get larger. Look how bad I'm sinning. He's still always forgiving me because it don't work that way. It says, Elohim forbid you do that. How shall we that are dead to unrighteousness, not committing unrighteousness, that's how being dead to sin is. I'm alive to keeping the statute, laws, commandments, the ordinances, and the judgments of the Most High. You're supposed to be dead to sin, alive to doing his word, to being righteous. So he says, how can you be dead to sin and live any longer there in it? You say you're dead to it, but sin is alive and well in you because you're not keeping the statutes, laws, commandments, and ordinances and judgments of the Most High. So when we say we are dead to sin, we're saying, hey, I'm a righteous person and I don't do unrighteousness. I'm dead to unrighteousness. I don't live in that anymore. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Yeshua HaMashiach were baptized into his death? This is how you get credit. You are baptized into his death. That means that you had to die to sin, just like he never sinned. You got to die to it. You got to die to all unrighteousness. Can't put on that breastplate, and you're still living in unrighteousness. Can't put on the breastplate of righteousness. It won't protect you. You are baptized into his death. Because he was a righteous man, Elohim in the flesh. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, like Christ or like Mashiach, like the power and the wisdom of Elohim, was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. Just like Messiah, a sinless man, died on the stake, the cross for us, Elohim raised him up and gave him life. It says you ought to walk in the newness of life. You ought to walk in what's not going to give you death. In righteousness, you walk in righteousness and not unrighteousness. You are supposed to be dead to that. When you went down in that water, before you went in that water, you're supposed to be dead to all unrighteousness. And raised in the newness of life, keeping the statutes, the laws, the commandments, the ordinances, and the judgments of the Most High. Verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection unto life. Knowing this, that our old man, that old you, the one that used to smoke and drink and cuss and fuss and fornicate and commit adultery and steal and covet, the old man is crucified with him. You killed off that person, or you were supposed to. That's why I tell, you know, the saints, we're not telling people what they really need to get into the kingdom. That old you was supposed to die off. You're supposed to kill them off. I'm no longer being unrighteous. I'm no longer sinning. That old me died off. I killed him. And I got buried with Messiah into his death. And when I came out of that water, I was resurrected to the newness of life. Not supposed to be walking around sinning. Not supposed to be talking about, you know, I'm trying to get better. That old person was supposed to die off and be buried. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, the body of sin, the body of unrighteousness, might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We should not serve unrighteousness. We should not serve not keeping the statutes, laws, commandments, judgments, and the ordinances of the Most High, but that we should do them. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, with Mashiach, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Mashiach, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. He died unto unrighteousness once. He's not going to keep dying for your unrighteousness. He died for it once. But in that he liveth unto Elohim. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto unrighteousness, but alive unto Elohim through Yeshua, our Master. Our Yah, our Elohim, by what he did. If you believe what I did and you die to your unrighteousness and you are buried in me, in my name, then you are raised a new creature and you're raised in the newness of life, because before that you were dead in trespasses and sin. The first time in your life you were alive is the day that you got baptized in my name. And you're supposed to that old man is supposed to remain dead. And the new man, you, that's resurrected in Christ, that's resurrected in the power and the wisdom of the Most High, unto salvation by the work that Yeshua HaMashiach did in being our Lamb. You're supposed to walk in that. Let not sin, let not unrighteousness therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Don't let being unrighteous, not keeping the statutes, laws, commandments, judgments, and ordinances of the Most High reign in your body. Don't do that. Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Don't be helping somebody to not obey. Don't be trying to entice them into not obeying. But yield yourselves unto Elohim as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness, of keeping the statutes, laws, commandments, and the judgments of the Most High, of doing them unto Elohim. For sin, for unrighteousness, for not keeping the statutes, laws, commandments, the ordinances, and the judgments of the Most High shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. Now that's where my brothers and sisters will take that verse and say that they don't have to keep the law. You're not subject to the law if you don't break it, if you don't transgress. Unrighteousness shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. That grace is His not judging you when you were in sin. But you don't go in sin because He's not judging right now. He says, I made a day for that. What then? Shall we be unrighteous? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Elohim forbid. He's not telling you to sin, to be unrighteous because you are under grace, because you're not under the law as far as, if you're not sinning, you're not up under the law. You're not subject to the law. Can't charge you with transgression if you keep the law. The law can't condemn you if you're keeping the law. So it's saying, hey, because you're keeping the law, don't go back and sin. Because you are under grace, don't go back and sin. Don't go back and be unrighteous. Elohim forbid that you should do that. Know you not to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey? His servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, if you're unrighteous unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness, unto life. So we can't take those verses and say, well, I'm under grace, and I'm not up under the law, and the law don't apply to me, so I can't sin. No, he's telling you, don't sin. You still can sin. I cleaned you up. I gave you a clean slate. You are not subject to the law unless you break the law, unless you sin, unless you do unrighteousness. Now are you subject to the law again? You're subject unto death again. Only way you're not subject unto death is you remain obedient unto righteousness. That means to keep his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. But Elohim be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that from the form of doctrine which we deliver to you, being men made free from sin, from unrighteousness, you became the servants of righteousness, the servants of doing the statutes, the laws, the commandments, the judgments, the ordinances of the Most High. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. You can always fight this flesh. For as you have yielded your members, servants, to uncleanliness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness. Don't yield your members to sin. Don't yield your members to not keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments, the judgments, and the ordinances of the Most High. Yield them to doing it. Don't make yourself a servant of sin, of unrighteousness. But me, make yourself your members, servants of righteousness unto holiness. That's what's going to make you holy, sanctified, set apart. Keeping his statutes, laws, commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments. For when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. When you were servants of unrighteousness, you were free from righteousness. You had no righteousness. There was none in you. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed, or supposed to be ashamed of? For the end of those things is death. Nothing has changed. But now being made free from sin, if you did what he said, you died to unrighteousness, you died to sin, you were buried in Messiah, you came up a new creature. You were free from sin and become servants of Elohim. You have your fruit unto holiness and an everlasting life. For the wages, the earnings of being unrighteous, of not keeping the statutes, laws, commandments, the judgments, and the ordinances of the Most High is death. But the gift of Elohim is eternal life through Yeshua HaMashiach, our Master. So Messiah made it possible for us to come back into righteousness. And because Messiah made it possible for us to come back into righteousness, do we go back into unrighteousness? Elohim forbid. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. I pray that we get that. We're going to do a couple more verses, and we'll be finished with this breastplate of righteousness, and I pray we have gotten it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O Elohim. How many Elohims we know? Keep that always before you. It's forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness. His scepter is about keeping the statutes, the laws, and the commandments, the ordinances and the judgments of the Most High, his own laws, his own commandments, his own judgments, to judge according to his own standard. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. His kingdom is about keeping his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. Can't get around that. And if you want to be in there, you got to be doing it. You got to have on that breastplate of righteousness. You got to be doing it. That's the only way you can have it on. Philippians chapter 3. You want to live in his kingdom? His kingdom is going to be ruled by his righteousness, going to be ruled by his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. In doing them, Everybody not doing them will be punished. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness. Because this is what a lot of people have, their own righteousness, which is of the law, being found of him, Mashiach, and his righteousness, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, that which is through faith in the power and the wisdom of Elohim unto salvation, the righteousness which is of Elohim by faith, the keeping of the statutes, the commandments, the laws, the ordinance, and the judgments, which is of Elohim, by faith, believing that if you do it, you're going to receive the rewards. And if you don't do it, you're going to receive the negative reward. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. The book of Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. For the kingdom of Elohim is not meat and drink, but righteousness. His kingdom is keeping the statutes, the laws, and the commandments, and his judgments, and his ordinances. He doesn't have an unrighteous kingdom. He doesn't have a kingdom where people don't obey his voice. Because everything in his kingdom obeys him and will obey him. There's going to be peace. There's going to be joy in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. There's going to be joy in being before the Most High. He's going to be happy. Everything in my kingdom is righteous. Everything in my kingdom hears my voice and obeys. I ain't got to worry about my wrath. I'm at peace. I ain't got to worry about me coming after them. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 14. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Keep the statutes, the laws, the commandments, and the ordinances, and the judgments of the Most High. That is your protection. That is your breastplate. And you shall live. That is the truth. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for your word on tonight. Father, we thank you for revealing to us that our righteousness is in keeping your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, your judgments, your ordinances. If we do them, that is what makes us right. That is what gives us righteousness. If we do them, then we are protected by your word, by your laws, by you, by your ordinances. And the enemy cannot get at us. If we stay behind your righteousness, your word, your statutes, your commandments, your judgments, your ordinances, your laws, the enemy cannot do anything with us. We are protected. He can shoot fiery darts all he wants, but we are protected by our breastplate of righteousness. You summed it up this way, Most High. You said, be ye doers of my word and not just hearers. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again on tomorrow morning, remember, I love you. I really do. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. fear Yah and put on your breastplate of righteousness. Shalom, family. Enjoy the rest of your night. Yah bless you and keep you.
Oh.